Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Ches Omud Aleph. We are in the 6th volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new siman today, Siman Tof Reish Yud Dalet, which deals with the halachos of anointing oneself on Yom Kippur and wearing leather shoes on Yom Kippur. I don't know if we'll get a chance to finish the siman today, but we'll try. Mechaber starts, Sif Aleph. Also, losu chafilu mixas gufo. A person is not allowed to anoint himself, even part of his body, on Yom Kippur. Vafinu ela ela lahavir hazuma. And even if this is only being done to remove sweat, to remove filth, as opposed to for pleasure purposes. The Mishnah Berurah explains this, Sifkot Aleph. Wrote Shalomar, the av shehu shalol shem tainug. Even though it's absolutely not for pleasure purposes, as opposed to rechitza, which he said is allowed to be done to remove sweat or filth, here, sicha is not. It's osur. Now, Dershu footnote number 1 explains what is called sicha. He says, for example, anointing with oil or with boris. Boris could be something like a lye or a cleansing agent of some sort, or mebosim, some sort of an aromatic type of a water. All of these things have the halacha of sicha. Now, what about deodorant? So deodorant, sort of like Yashiv says, and also Rav Nissen Karlitz, that's out. Both of them say that's also sicha and is not allowed. Dishuf number 2 breaks down, why is there a difference between rechitza, which is allowed to be done to get rid of dirt, and sicha, which is not? So he says, the tam, based upon the levush, is shemnei ha'anoa sicha meruba. By anointing, you get a tremendous amount of pleasure. Lefika gam k'sheinu miskavin l'tanuk, therefore, even if you're not intending to get pleasure from it, it is considered a dover tainuk. Another reason worked out for the Rabbeinu Manoach, sheshone rechitza. Rechitza is different. Shederach koladim lirchotz. Everybody washes their hands when they're dirty. Lefikach yodim kulam shem eskar l'tainug. So people see that all the time, that you're washing your hands because they're dirty. As opposed to sicha, only rich, fancy people normally do that, and therefore it must be for tainug purposes. In regards to the din of sicha, he brings up in the Shara Melech, she'av hi asur mi ha-Torah. Sicha is asur mi ha-Torah, albeit others disagree, brings down from the Machne Ephraim that it's only in Issu d'Rabbanan. Chaber continues, says, if a person is a sick person, even if it's not dangerously ill, or has some sort of wounds on his head, so then mutter, then he'd be allowed to anoint him with oil. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkot and Beis, that's only a place where they would do this to a healthy person on a weekday. But if they wouldn't do this to a healthy person on a weekday, then also losuch al gabi chatot, then you can't do this on the wounds, even on Yom Tov or Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Then it's for refuah purposes, and it wouldn't be allowed, as we've learned, ukedel in Simin Shinchov Zayin and Hilchos Shabbos Sif Aleph in the Agah. We'll see this more inside in Dershu Foot number 5, where he brings down that the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah should be the Nosenu Shanogim Losuch Bishem and Rak Lufu. The purpose of doing this is only for refuah purposes, so then you wouldn't be allowed to go and do this on the wounds on the head or wounds anyplace else. However, the issue for number 3 does bring down that those that say that you can do this for a sick person is mishum shasicha eslam eino tainu klal, because if you really have these wounds, then the sicha is not at all pleasurable, and it's just to remove pain, and that is allowed. Brings down as well from the Kaf HaChaim, sha'atim hei misangim b'kach, even if you do get some pleasure out of the anointing, mikol mokom lo osu chazal esadavar b'chola. The rabbis never set it up that it's forbidden for a chola to do this. Somebody has wounds, for example, and the Siach Yitzhak as well brings down, shibamokom tsar lo gozru rabbanim. The rabbis didn't forbid this if there was pain, and he says, "Afladas hasoveris shashari nuyim asur min haTorah." Even if you say it's an isur min haTorah, nevertheless, the chacham have the right to define what that isur is. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, "Also linol sando, you're not allowed to go and wear sandal." We'll see what that means in a second. O minol or a shoe shall or, so you can't put on a sandal or a minol of or. Mishbur explains in Sif Cotton Gimel. Atavayukoi, both of them are made of leather. What's the difference between them? Elisandol, who shall or kosha. The sandal is made from hard leather, uminol, who shall or rachet, soft leather. The issue for number 6 has an interesting question. What about making the bracha shosli kotzarchi on Yom Kippur? We know that in the Beis Avel, there are those who have the opinion they don't do that because the Beis Avel, the Avel doesn't wear leather shoes, and therefore cold tzarchi means leather shoes. So he brings down, sha'av al pi shayom kippur also b'nei lasandol, though you can't wear shoes on Yom Kippur, nevertheless, Hiskimu harbi achronim shemavarchim. You can't make the bracha, and the Shaar Tzion adds the name of the Prima Godim, she'achein kein nogim. This is where we paskin. Why? He brings down from the Levush, she'kevin shemutu lino minolim machmas akra v'chadome. As we'll learn, you can go and wear shoes if there's danger from scorpions or for other reasons. So therefore, since you can wear them under certain circumstances, you can make the bracha. And he brings down, that's in general, with all these brachas that were masakin in the morning, the 15 brachas. So even if they don't all apply to you right now, you're still allowed to make the bracha because other people in the world are getting hanof from it. Mechaber continues and says, this is true that you can't wear leather foot, where afilu kav hakitea v'chayotze. But even if you have a prosthetic of some sort that you're wearing on a place where you have an amputation, you can't have it as a leather prosthetic. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Dala tells us, shenikhtar raglo, a person who has a leg amputation, so osin kimin dfus raglo, make some sort of prosthetic for his leg, something that he can use instead of a leg. B'yeshba, base kibble katan, there's a small receptacle area that you put the stump into. U'mnachtisham rosh shokri, put the rest of the stump, the thigh, into it. U'kari kat, that's known as the kav. U'mayriya mechaber, the mechaber is talking about b'yasol shel or, it's made out of leather. V'adin, who shall eats, u'mechupar, the same thing would be if it was wood with a covering of leather. U'kil dekameh, as we'll learn in a moment. The issue foot number 7 brings down, the same thing applies if you're wearing, for example, shoes that have laces that are of leather. She brings down from Nissan Karlitz Atzal, since they're part of the shoe, it's also to wear them. He has a discussion about other types of leather things that might go in the shoe or around the shoe, in the rest of this Dirshu footnote number 7. Dirshu footnotes number 8 and 9 deal with all sorts of other different type of footwear. For example, they deal with different types of leather shoes and sneakers and Crocs and slippers and plastic type of shoes. They'll even be the discussion that we'll have later on with the galoshes, but that will be in the Mishnah Berurah. So all of these, if we have time to, we'll come back to them later on. If not, ayin in these two beautiful footnotes. Chaba continues and he says, Abol shel gemi, if you have a reed type of a shoe, oshel kasher, a straw type of a shoe, oshel beged, or a cloth type of a garment, oshel sharminim, or other types of non-leather footwear, halacha, the Mechaber tells us, mutter, you're allowed to go to wear them on Yom Kippur, afilu lotzis behem l'shus rabin, and you can even wear them in shus rabin. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Hay tells us, to call she'eno shel or, if something is not leather, eno nikra minol ela mabush, it's not called a shoe, it's called a garment, a wearing of clothing, and that is allowed. However, he brings down, and you can see this in the Shaar HaTzion Os Dalet from the Eliyahu Rabba, this is his shita, this v'yeshomer she'machmirim b'shel eitz, that is machmir with regards to wooden shoes, afilu eno mechupor, even if they don't have a covering of leather. And likewise, he brings down, you can see this in Os Hay in the Shaar HaTzion, this is from the Shaar Tshuva over here on our daf, in Dira Mask also linol, that you can't wear livod, which is like felt, shekorin volik, it says, na lasuy mi levit oviv kosher, a hard type of a felt, but also kimin al shalonu, and it's made like our shoes, v'megin al regel, and protects the foot. V'eno margish klal shiyochim, it doesn't look like you're walking barefoot, and therefore you don't have any inoy from it, and therefore v'lab b'chal inoyu, and therefore it's not allowed to be worn. And likewise, l'fizehu adid, kaloshin, which is something like galoshes, ardulayim, and shalguma, that are made out of rubber, yesh lahachmir, you shouldn't wear those as well, because they protect you too well. V'nei, av she'en limchos b'yara makilin, acharei ha-shulchan aruch, v'rov acharonim makilin b'zeh, even though the shulchan aruch and many other acharonim allow this, other than leather, mikom okum, mi she'ef shalom, he says, the Mishnah Berurah, if somebody can, nochu lahachmir b'zeh, they should try to be machmir in this situation, v'lelech v'am pilos, they should wear some sort of a slipper, shel beged, it's made out of garment, of cloth material, kinog, as is the custom. Okay, im tzorich lotzei sechutzah, but you have to go outside, then, nochon yoseh, then it is more preferable, sheyubash elu halavodim, then you can wear these felt type of shoes, o hakaloshin, or these galashes like, v'lomin olam shalor, rather than leather, sheyesh bem isra medina, that's absolutely also, and these are only, it's a minog not to, it's a chumra not to, mashekin elu, sheyem rak mishum chumra. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Vav says a cloth garment, a cloth shoe, gam b'chozeh, ma'irik she'en mechubar, but can't have any leather on it. Lo lamala, not on the top, lo lamata, not as the sole on the bottom. Sifkot and Zayin, you can even go with this in the Rishus HaRabim. So he says, u'bimil da'osu losis, but if you can't go into Rishus HaRabim with it, also afilu l'tayabo, but bias, mimito l'mita, and if you can't go out with it, then you can't even wear it in the house, going from bed to bed. And the issue for number 10 says you can't even stand in it, it's also to use. Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, the Ramask Osho Beget says, "Afilu himu asoy kitmunas minol mamish b'tzurasu." It just looks like a shoe, kivin she'embo or lulamala bulamata. It doesn't have leather on it at all. V'koshikain puzmako shalano dushari. Certainly, if it's sock-like, then it's allowed. Kemuchim in a poskim. V'lo atakti dachas abach hamach melelech yochav. And I didn't bring down the opinion of the Bach. Says you bedavka have to walk barefoot because the dasam ogin avram v'ataz lahaku b'zeh v'tikum achronim. This is the opinion of the ogin avram, the taz, and most of the achronim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Ches tells us that Rotsu Loma de Avshe B'chol Shabbos Hashanah also lost his Rishus HaRabim. You can't go and wear this in the Rishus HaRabim during the year. Kivin She'eno Derech Malbush, it's not a normal way of wearing clothing, and therefore it's carrying. Mikol Mokum B'yom HaKippurim, except on Yom Kippur. Kivin She'osu B'nin Sasandos, it's not allowed to wear shoes. leather shoes. The Afshalo Lino Minoshal Or, and you can't wear a leather type of a form of a soft leather. Nikra derech Malbush Losa Yom. Therefore, for Yom Kippur, it is considered something that can be worn outside. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Umut Lamod, you're allowed to stand al Kori Muksasas on pillows and blankets, shall or that are made out of leather. However, Mikomakom, Hamach Metovalo Brochab. He brings them from the Mordechai in Yuma and the Truma Sadeshin that it's those preferable not to Hamachmi. If somebody is Machmi not to stand on these leather things, he will get a Brocha. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tes tells us, She'ein Zehanas Derech Ne'ila, because you're allowed technically to do this because you're not really wearing it. And the real issue is if you have it worn on your foot as a shoe. However, but one should still be careful about this, if possible. The Pre-Chodesh says, he agrees with the Ravaz, and this is brought down the Mogen of Rom. You don't have to be at all concerned about this, and there's no reason not to be able to stand on something that is leather. But under what circumstances? But not during the Shemoneh Esrei. When you say Shemoneh Esrei, also lamanol gabi karmik sosus. You shouldn't stand on pillows or blankets. Afilu enon shalor. Nothing to do with leather. Shouldn't stand on them because mishum shenira kimiz goya. Looks like you're an arrogant person. Miyamud ozal karmik sosus. You're standing on these platforms. Afilu enon gavom shloshi tochem. And even if they're within three tochem of the ground, so it's considered like on the ground, it's still not proper. However, avomutu lamo kishu ish bitsunan, but if you're a fussy person, a person who gets cold easily by being on a bare floor, so then you're allowed to go and stand amat asavim, some sort of grasses, lahafsik benakar, because they shouldn't be on the bare floor. And the Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Osidal brings us down from the Chayyadim, and he says the reasoning is the bezel lo shayach gaivu kal, because that doesn't show an arrogant posture at all. The issue for number 13 brings down Omna Mishmos Stimas Devar from the fact he doesn't mention anything further. Shall call Adam Mutter Labo Lagabe Yasavim. He just says, Stam, anybody can stand on grasses. Kivon should be tailed him Lagabe Karko. They're considered nullified to the ground. And the Mishnah Berurah said, Ish Mitsunan. So Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, this didn't really mean specifically. He says, Kosav Zos Ki Orcha de Milsa Vena Badavka. Who are the type of people? Normally it would be an Ish Mitsunan, but anybody could go and wear it. And he says, the same thing applies to standing on mats. That is permissible. Sifkim, the Mechaber writes, Hachayo, woman who just gave birth. Kol shloshim yom, within 30 days of her giving birth, muteres linolis asad, though she could wear leather shoes. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Yud, the reason for this is, the ad osu asman, hatzina koshlo, until 30 days, she's very susceptible to the cold, and therefore she's allowed to go wear leather shoes to protect her. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah can tell us, the next din in the Mechaber is going to be a sick person, l'chein l'chol, the same thing applies to a sick person, or l'mishay shlomako, if somebody has a wound on their foot in some way, l'kula matzina koshlem, and all of them, it is dangerous for them to be on the cold, bare floor, and therefore they can wear leather shoes. That's what the Mechaber now tells us. V'achola, a sick person, kiyotzibo, somebody like that, avabi she'ein bosakon, even if it's not deathly ill, they're allowed to go and wear leather shoes. And likewise, v'chei mishi yesh lo mak, ragel, if someone has a wound on his foot, they can't go without wearing leather shoes. Now, is this really true today? So Deir Shoe footnote number 16 says it was my name nowadays that we have so many different types of shoes. There's no doctor that will tell you, oh, you must wear leather shoes. Why can't they wear sneakers? Why can't they wear something else that will protect the foot? Lav davka, is there any condition that I'm aware of that you must wear a leather shoe as opposed to some other shoe to protect the foot? So therefore, the stipe legones that Zatzal already brought down, Shein heta l'chola u'l'chaya lelech binali or, that today this din doesn't apply. On the other hand, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal is not so sure of this. He says, it was manenu nowadays, maybe he's right that it shouldn't apply. But he says it's also possible that once Chazal said that this din doesn't apply for a chola or for a woman that just gave birth, so maybe it just doesn't apply, period, even if the reasoning is not there. Siv Talad, the Mechaber writes, Mutter kol odom lilon sando machmas achro v'chayozi bo. Person's allowed to wear leather shoes to protect himself from scorpions or other dangerous creatures, kadesh lo yishchenu, that they shouldn't bite him. Especially in Mitsuyim, Shalom Akrabim, Odorah Meshoshim. This applies if those creatures are present. For us to say in New York that you have to wear leather shoes because of the scorpions would not be true. So this is in a place where there are scorpions, then you'd be allowed, the Mechaber says, to wear leather shoes. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Yadalit, this is true, Vafilu Eino Holech L'Dvar Mitzvah. Even if you're just walking, you're not going to a Dvar Mitzvah. Elo Tzorchei Atzmo, you want to take a shpatzi, you want to take a walk, you want to stretch your legs, you'd still be allowed to go and do this if there are scorpions around. And in Chofetz Chaim's Shaar HaTzion, Os Yud Beis, he brings this down from the tour. He says, the Achronim Paskin like this, not like the Bahag, who says it's only the Dvar Mitzvah. Dishu Fud number 17 brings down a very interesting point. He says, even if you could have worn some other type of shoe that would accomplish the same thing, nevertheless, the Pre-Chodesh writes down, Mutu Lino Sandal Shalor, you can still wear leather shoes, because when there is a sakon of an akrav, of the scorpions, the rabbi said there is no prohibition at all. So therefore, there's no reason to go and try to get around this prohibition, and this is also the opinion of the Siach Yitzchok. And we go to the Ramah, Hakor, Vim Yardu Yishamim, if it's rainy outside, the road set, and you want to go Lelech, Lebeso, Mibes HaKnesi, you want to go from the shul back to your house, or Lehevach, from your house back to the shul. Who is this? And you're a fussy person, so Mutar Lino Minolov, you're allowed to put on leather shoes if you have no choice, Achmegil Mkomo, until you get to the place where you're going, either from the shul to your house, or your house to the shul, and then you'll take them off over there, as brought down by the Ma'ariel. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot in your base tells us, Ish Mitzunan, this Isness is a fussy person who easily gets cold, for example. V'odin, the same thing applies, Imu Ish Chalosh, or a weak person, V'yochol La'azik L'briyusu, and his health would be detrimentally impacted, K'shielich B'mokom HaGeshomim B'lo B'nol. If he went without shoes on, if he walked barefoot, then he could be hurt, so then you're allowed to go put on shoes. However, Abu Misha, anyways, if somebody's not a fussy person, lo yino minolov, he shouldn't put on leather shoes, im tzarech lo leilech afilu im yardu gesham, even if he has to go outside, even if it's raining, because he won't be bothered by it, it won't hurt him. Ubifrat, this is specifically shahochim ban pilios, that's when you're wearing slippers, so therefore you're not walking barefoot. Im kein ein lehem tzar kokach below minolov, and therefore you won't be so pained or bothered by not having shoes on. Unless there's a lot of mud and tar and pitch over there, then everybody would be considered nisnis, and you'd be allowed to wear leather shoes. You wouldn't have to wear your slippers in this situation. Tishavut number 8, he brings down Mashmin Dvarav, Sha'afapish on Pelos, near Tavu. Even though the shoes that you're wearing, these slippers, are going to get wet, nevertheless, it's still permissible to wear them because you might have thought that you can't wear them because you may come to squeeze them out. So therefore, he brings down that that's not a concern. And even if you were to squeeze them, Hareinu Miskabi Lekach, he has no intention of doing so, and it's certainly not a psik reisha that he's doing so, and it's also Mlach Hashem Etzrich Lagufa. For all of these reasons, it's not a problem. Mishabur continues Sivkot Yud Gimel. He says, you'd be allowed to wear leather shoes in that situation. V'uadin likewise, in Rotsu Lelech Lebeis HaKise, if he has to go to a bathroom. Now, their bathrooms were not necessarily as hygienic as ours, and there could be urine and excrement all over the place. V'yodea she'ilachli shom raglov, and your feet are going to get very dirty, b'mokum etunov, in a messy place, so then mutu lino b'nolov, then you'd be allowed to wear your leather shoes there as well. However, I will take it because she yotzi misham. But as soon as you get out of that bathroom, tzarich lohosi usam, you must take them off. And likewise, the istinus, v'chein istinus, who allowed them to be worn, take if she yovel l'makum she'en lutzar. As soon as you get back to the house where you won't have pain by not wearing those shoes, or to the shul where you won't have pain by not wearing those shoes, tzarich lohosi usam, you must take them off right away. D'lo kiyotzan, and not like those people, shenoagin shehochin b'sandal berchov, that they're allowed to go wear their sandal during the street. However, as soon as they get to the Beis HaKnesses, they don't take it off. And they wear it, Bafilu Beveza Knesses, Achioshin Amakoma. And as soon as they enter the shul, they could take it off, but now they wait till they get to their place and take it off over there. Isser Gadalu, that's totally not allowed. Bafilu Bamakom, Shemuta Lino, and even we're allowed to wear it, Yira Al Koponim, Lachlov Shoyomim, Bismol Vishal Smol Biomim. Then he says an interesting idea. You should have some affliction from it. So wear your right shoe on your left foot and your left shoe on your right foot, that'll be somewhat painful, and therefore it's not like you're wearing comfortable leather shoes. Sivkot Nidalid. You'd be allowed to wear the leather shoes, we said, because of the istinus status that you are walking this street or where it's wet. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'lo yigah b'hem," but you should be careful not to touch your shoes. Kim al yad ayideh beged, without directly touching them with your hands, because then you have to wash your hands. So touch them with a garment to put them on and take them off. V'yim nagah b'hem, and if you did touch them, shelo ayideh beged, without an intervening garment, tzarich lito yadav, you have to go and wash your hands in that situation. B'makum shenagah b'hem, in the place where you touched them. The issue for number 20 brings down. When you're touching leather shoes, you have to wash your hands. But what about if you're wearing cloth shoes or rubber shoes, sneakers, or something like that? So he brings down from the shell shoes, Erech Shai, Shiraka Nogea Biminal Shal Or. It's only if it's leather shoe are you obligated to wash your hands. And this is also brought down in the Sefer, Sechor Avraham. And this is the opinion of the Chazon Ish. However, the Ben Ish Chai disagrees and says whenever you touch any shoe, you have to go and wash your hands. Finally, we get the Siv Kotten Tetzvav, the Mishnah Berurah, V'yishalchem Lebeso, you leave them in your house, you just take them off and throw them down. Or you nicha b'mokom mutzav v'esakneses, or in the shul, you take them off and put them near the front entrance in a place where it's safe. Lefisha lichluch shaman olam hu zuzul v'esakneses b'yom kodesh hazeh. You can't go bring them into the shul. That's not proper to bring in dirty shoes into the shul. Shechayovim chabdo b'chus nechia b'chol dover tahara, because you have to go and keep the shul nice and to honor the shul and to honor Yom Kippur with all things that are good. Then he brings down Kosovo Achron and Demon Sarach Lelech Lebeis Anachim. If you have to go amongst the Goyim, Afa Bikain, even though on a Tishba, for example, we said you're allowed to do this, here, Osir, Lino Sandal, Here, even though they may laugh at you, you're not allowed to go wear the leather shoes, given the Yeshom Mishu the Araisa, because this is possibly Din the Araisa. And the issue foot number 23 brings down, Sha'af Apisha Nechluku Aposki, Ma'im Shar, Inuim Him in a Torah, the Rabbanan. The other Inuim, it's not clear whether the Araisa is the Rabbanan, Lamaisa Royal Hachmir Badova. We should be careful and be Machmir. With this, we conclude this beautiful simon of Tashrei Shudalit and today's Shir.